It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got text the text in the city. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High today of 91 degrees with sunny skies. Did I see this correctly before we get started, that it was 14 years ago or 15 years ago today? 14 years ago today that LeBron James,
yes,
sat in front of the TV world and said, "Hey, I'm taking my talents to South Beach."
And everybody joined the Miami Heat.
And everybody lost their minds because they said, "Well, why is he, holding people, why is he holding television audiences captive here? This is an ego play." He raised like $150,000 or $200,000 with charity, by doing that.
The decision. A day that'll live in TV history forever.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. People were upset about it, but what did he do? All he did was basically... And he did it now. I mean, what's going on in the sports calendar right now that you can't have a primetime event like that people will watch?
The fact that it was that huge of an event, the decision of where he was going, whether he was going to stay or leave, just shows the magnitude of importance that LeBron has to basketball in the sports world. Crazy.
I will say this, too. And this is probably a little bit of a, I don't know, this ventures in the hot take category. Would you agree with me? Would you agree with me that his time in Miami, they underachieved a little bit?
Even though they went to the finals every year?
Well, he was there, what, 4 years?
4 years, and they went two and two. Yeah, they underachieved. The team that they had?
They put together one of these super teams. And again, here's what's so funny to me. Is that everybody gets all worked up when you say, yeah, they kind of underachieved. Now, I will say this. The Spurs were better than them, but I thought they should have beat the Mavericks.
I thought they should have beat Dallas, too.
I thought they should have beat the Mavericks.
It seemed evident that they were going to.
Yes.
And Dallas just outplayed them.
And Dirk Nowitzki went crazy. But to me, he was there for 4 years, I think, right?
He was.
And the other part of that is, I'm sorry. You put together a super team like that. They were all healthy in that series. They just didn't quite get it done.
They underachieved, but it seems like every super team now underachieves. Yeah. Like, look what Brooklyn did with Harden and Durant.
I could have told you that wasn't going to go well.
That one, I think, was pretty evident to everyone.
I could have told you that, but Golden State put together, they actually were never a super team, except for the 2 years they had. They had Durant
and they won both of them.
They won two, but my thing is, I thought the Heat should have won at least three of those 4 years. Now, they were obviously really good. And it's not like I'm saying they stunk or whatever. I know people get, sensitive when you say the word underachieve, but I felt like they should have done more. Okay, let's get to text in the city.
Steve asks, can Paul use his creative mathematics to do my taxes next year when it comes to being under 500? A lot of texters wanted to get in on this one.
Yes, it's not creative. It's true.
So somebody said, Paul, the number two games under 500 is how many games you have to win to get to 500. You're overthinking it. If you finish 78 and 84, you finish the season six games under 500, not three games.
There's not six games left. That's
so why
the
does
point.
It automatically change?
It doesn't
the
change.
The qualifier changes.
That's the point. It never changes. It's based on how many games you've played. So if you've played 100 games, 50 is 500. If you played 120, 60 is 500.
Robin Wilkinsburg says, Paul, you talk about overthinking. Next, you're going to tell us that four RBIs is actually four RBI. You're killing me, man.
Well, it is. I mean, it's runs batted in, isn't it?
Yeah. So when you write it out in a column, you put RBI or RBI.
Is it runs batted ins?
That's a weird thing about baseball and, well, what's the proper grammar would be the proper word. People just put it. You don't put home runs, HRs, but RBIs, people put the S.
Yep. Yes. Okay. That works. So I can live with that. I like those. Those are funny texts. I like them. They were good. I give them all nines. Okay. They're good.
Here's another one. Zach and Latrobe. I agree if you find the right deal for Keller, make the deal, but I don't trust the Pirates to develop the prospects they receive.
You don't trust what?
The texter does not trust the prospects.
Yeah.
That the Pirates would develop them properly.
Well, I mean, there's always that, right? But to me, it just is amazing when I say this. But to me, I look at it and I say, then you basically don't want anyone to make a trade. You don't want them to make any trade or any deal because you're basically saying you think he's incompetent or he can't make deals or who, you know. Eventually, you got to make a deal, and you hope that he makes the right deal. So I'll give that one like a six. Go ahead.
That's pretty much about it, except George and Plum chimed in. We wanted to point this out to Pomp, but we were talking earlier about how Doc in Claysville joined us.
Right.
Right, Paul?
Right.
And Doc in Claysville has provided us with one of the best drops that we can think of that, maybe we should have played it for Bob, but if you've missed it, here it is.
Dirtbag Dan is what I call him.
Ah, Dirtbag Dan.
We love it.
Why would he call Dan that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, and I asked Dan about it, and he said he thought he had a good relationship with Doc and Claysville.
I thought he did, too. Dan's feelings hurt.
No. Dan's got thick skin, you know. But anyway, I like I said, I think one of the things, if you're going to talk about he's not good enough to make deals or makes trades or you don't trust him to make trades, then you know what that tells me? It's time to get a new general manager. You know what I'm saying?
One more text. Mike Z in Washington. The Bucs need to use the All-Star break to teach bunting and hit and run.
Yes. How about Michael A. Taylor found a way twice in the same weekend to bunt a third strike? I mean, here's the thing, and I mean this in all sincerity. If you feel better about a guy bunting with two strikes than swinging away,
tells you all you need to know.
You need to get out. You need to get him completely out of your lineup. Period. I mean, that's just how it is. So anyway, so I think I'm on my own the next couple days. Then I'm out.
Yes, that's correct.
And I think, you know, there'll be a hodgepodge of nothingness for the last couple of days of this week, right?
Donnie, football's on Thursday.
Yes.
And Josh Taylor is on Friday.
Okay, well, there you have it.
We'll have some fun.
We'll have some fun. Tomorrow we've got Derek Shelton, right? We've got
Destiny's Child,
Michael McHenry. So we've got a lot of baseball to talk tomorrow. We'll do all that. Until then. Have a good night. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.